Welcome to Self-Care in Long-Term Care podcast series. In the previous podcasts, we discussed self-care to reduce burnout, fatigue, stress, and the importance of self-compassion. Today, we are going to continue our exploration of self-compassion and identify some easy ways that you can integrate self-compassion into your daily routine. Self-compassion is about providing ourselves with the same care and kindness that we would give to someone else. It is about giving ourselves support and understanding when things aren't going as we planned. Self-compassion is a great way to boost your coping mechanisms and build resilience within ourselves. People who engage in active self-care and self-compassion are less likely to experience burnout and compassion fatigue. Self-compassion is a positive attitude towards ourselves and is comprised of three areas that include mindfulness, humanity, and self-kindness as identified by Dr. Kristen Neff, an associate professor and pioneer in the study of self-compassion. Having self-compassion is about forgiving, accepting, and loving ourselves when the situation we are in is less than ideal. That is where mindfulness, kindness, and a little common humanity come into play. This is known as micro-restorative self-compassion practices. Micro-restorative self-compassion practices is a way of integrating self-compassion practices into your personal life as well as your work routines to support your risk of compassion fatigue and improve your well-being. Micro-restorative self-compassion practices encompass three areas. First, let's talk about mindfulness and how it impacts self-compassion. Mindfulness is about acknowledging our thoughts and feelings, but approaching them without judgment or negative attitudes. It is about having an internal awareness of our emotional, mental, and physical discomfort, but not letting it rule over us. Instead, mindfulness helps us accept those thoughts, feelings, emotions, and experiences. When we practice mindfulness with self-compassion, we become aware of our negative and hurtful emotions and thoughts, but do not become impaired by them. It is about finding a balance between awareness and prevention of judgment. You can incorporate mindfulness in the moment. Here's an example. How many times a day do you wash your hands? Probably at least a couple of dozen times. This provides you with a great opportunity to engage in mindfulness and self-care. As you wash your hands, focus all your attention on the moment. Take a few deep breaths and push all your thoughts and feelings to the periphery. You are not getting rid of them, but not letting them consume you. While deep breathing, immerse yourself in the experience of washing your hands. Continue deep breathing, and before you move on to your next important task, take a moment to recognize you, your feelings, your emotions, and your efforts to give yourself compassion in the moment. The next area of micro-restorative self-compassion is self-kindness. Self-kindness is being kind to ourselves when we are hurt or when we fail at something. Self-kindness allows us to care for our own needs by recognizing the negative effects of self-judgment. Self-kindness means treating ourselves with warmth, care, and patience. With self-kindness, we are able to have compassion for our limitations while acknowledging our areas of strength. In short, self-kindness is about showing kindness to you, just like you would to any good friend or resident that you care for. You give yourself tenderness, care, understanding, patience, and tolerance. One way to practice self-kindness is by taking a moment to pause when you notice thoughts or emotions that are uncomfortable. When you feel uncomfortable, pause for a moment and place your hand over your heart. The power of touch is transcending, even when we place our own hand over our heart. After placing your hand over your heart, take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. Push away your inner self-critic and validate whatever feelings you are experiencing. Visualize holding yourself and giving love to yourself. Visualize you giving yourself kindness, care, and patience without judgment. In the difficult moment that you are experiencing, you are taking a moment to give yourself a warm presence and kindness by acknowledging you are doing the best that you can. The last area of the micro-restorative self-compassion practice is common humanity. Common humanity is the connection you have with others where we can recognize that everyone goes through periods of distress, suffering, challenges, and that we are not alone in this process. It is about being part of something larger than us by being connected to others. Humans are not perfect, and with common humanity, you acknowledge that everyone experiences trials and tribulations that alone connects us to each other. It means that you acknowledge that you are not alone. We show self-compassion when we forgive ourselves just like we would forgive someone else. Common humanity involves recognizing that just like you would provide care to someone else who is suffering, you also need to care and comfort yourself. One way that you can provide common humanity to yourself is through self-compassion by taking a deep breath and imagine you receiving compassion. Think about a time when you were caring for a resident and when you might have felt overwhelmed or tired. Take a moment to acknowledge those feelings and your experiences with them. As you deep breathe, think about the situation and how the situation might be difficult to bear, but how you will try to help if you can. Bring your attention to your breathing, and as you continue to deep breathe, bring kindness and care to yourself. By continuing this process, you will begin to notice a sensation of connection and comfort. Perhaps one of the best methods to provide self-compassion is through treating ourselves like we would a close friend. Let yourself make mistakes, and when they happen, don't dwell on them. Care for yourself just like you would one of your residents. Use internal talk to turn negative thoughts into a moment to release those thoughts and acknowledge that it is okay to feel the way you are feeling. Accept yourself just the way you are and practice mindfulness through deep breathing exercises. Try not to judge yourself too quickly and remember that you are not alone. Reach out to others when you need to talk. Compassion fatigue presents a huge threat to our long-term care workforce. We must support our own well-being and that of our colleagues through self-care and self-compassion. Modeling self-compassion and offering resources and training on self-care can go a long way to reducing compassion fatigue. As we bring this podcast to a close, I want you to consider the micro-restorative practices and how you can embrace self-compassion. Until the next podcast, be well and take a moment to provide yourself with a little self-compassion through mindfulness, self-kindness, and common humanity. Thank you for joining us today as we reviewed the importance of self-compassion and self-care.